USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House press briefing, President Trump had a message of encouragement for those hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
As we fight to protect American lives, we're also protecting American livelihoods. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are very close to passing an emergency relief bill for American workers, families, and businesses. This legislation, in addition to the two bills I signed this month, it includes, as you know, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families, but we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers.
He said the package is the first step to restoring confidence and stability to the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The virus pandemic has triggered an otherwise unscheduled G20 summit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
G20 leaders calling the emergency virtual summit on Thursday in response to the coronavirus pandemic, comprised of 19 nations, one of which is the United States, and the European Union. The group is going to discuss the next steps on how to handle the growing concerns of the virus and what it calls its human and economic implications. Members will also be joined by officials from the United Nations, the World Bank, World Health Organization, and the World Trade Organization.
Intelligence officials say a retired FBI agent has died in custody while in Iran. President Trump says,
it's not looking great, but I won't accept that he's dead. They haven't told us that he's dead, but a lot of people are thinking that that is the case.
Robert Levinson's family says they've been notified that he is gone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus. The coronavirus outbreak is sidelining U.S. homebuyers as well as homeowners, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Suddenly higher interest rates for loans and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy is what's kept homebuyers and homeowners out of the mortgage market. Overall application volume fell more than 29% as refinance applications dropped 34%, purchase applications down 15%. So that dropped applications for loans to buy homes to the lowest level since August. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose 8 basis points to 3.74%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.